On the show today, we have MasterCard's very own Diego Steinhandler talking about their recent NAFQ Services Award, Innovation Award, that is, for their Identity Check mobile solution. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have an award winner in our midst, Mr. Diego Steinhandler from MasterCard. How are you, Diego?
Good, Mike. How's it going?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, congratulations on MasterCard winning NAFQ Services Innovation Award for your Identity Check mobile product. Pretty cool stuff there. How's it feel to be recognized?
It's great, actually. We've been working really hard in this product. It's been worked for, I think, over 2 years at this point before I took this role. And I think it's a validation of the things that we're doing within authentication and how the company is looking forward on the security solutions and the different tools that would make security easier, seamless. And, you know, we all have 300 passwords, right?
No doubt.
Exactly. How can we help enable and make it easier for consumers? So I think this is validation that we're on the right track.
Yeah, well, so let's step back a little bit and tell folks about what exactly Identity Check Mobile is. So, I mean, how does it work? Why did you guys create it? All that type of good stuff. Give us the quick 411 on it.
So in essence, Identity Check Mobile is a functionality that allows financial institutions to provide biometric step-up challenges. What a step-up challenge would be is every time we today are used to enter a login and a password or to answer questions like knowledge-based questions, this is a step-up challenge. Our solution is taking away passwords completely. We don't believe on static data being secure anymore. Mm-hmm. So we're getting rid of that and we're adding what's becoming more of the norm, right, with smartphones now, which is using your fingerprint, using face recognition, using retina, using voice recognition as we think of the Internet of Things. Mm-hmm. And we put that on the mobile application, giving a solution to financial institutions to be able to, instead of provide login and passwords and those things, provide biometric access, provide biometric security to their consumers.
I love it. I love stuff like this because anytime you can like drop kick the password into oblivion, I'm all for it. I think a lot of other people are too, because I'm just so tired of like, what was my password again? So you're right on the right track. So how does it work for credit unions and then ultimately their members? What's the benefit message here for them?
Yeah, listen, I think the idea and we're very specific on is every financial institution and credit union today needs to be thinking of their authentication strategy. And it goes beyond how you do a password and how you do a login. What we're providing now is a solution that is hosted by MasterCard. It's provided fully, a full solution. And it goes as an SDK, ideally on the mobile banking app of the credit union or financial institution, so that anytime within their logic, in their platform, whether that is on mobile or browser or even customer service, whenever they have a question or whenever they want to create what we call intelligent friction or do a stop and ask a question to really authenticate this person and make sure that they are the right consumer, that's when they can push the notification to mobile application and the consumer will be able to respond by just pressing and adding a, you know, their thumbprint, by fingerprint, doing face recognition, voice, etc. What this avoid is, I mean, we've all been with customer service and have asked several questions, right? When they're asking us about, can you confirm where you live? Can you confirm your zip code, et cetera, to be able to get to your balance or something like that. If you think of account takeover becoming a problem lately, both through the phone as well as through mobile applications and browsers, whether or not you need a step to figure out whether or not this is the right person, you can ask them, but ask them in a way that's seamless and pretty much frictionless through the biometric authentication. So that's really what we're providing, an off-the-shelf solution for credit unions to be able to move to the next stage, avoid static passwords, which is really risky, and with all the breaches and all the other stuff that's going on today, they're really not secure anymore. So they're not doing anything for their consumers. So enable that next step of authentication in a more friendly and frictionless way.
I mean, that all the effort that we go through on a daily basis to remember our passwords and they're just becoming obsolete right before our eyes. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know you, but I don't know how many passwords you have. I just don't remember that anymore.
I have dozens of them, and I can't remember which one goes to where. And so I'm constantly, I mean, I'm sure everybody else kind of has the same issue. It's like, oh my gosh, what was that one for that website again?
One thing that is not talked about very much is the cost of phone calls to the customer service about password resets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tremendous, right? So if you can take that aside and move into a new technology, that is also a big reduction in cost besides the customer experience.
No doubt. Yeah, the Touch ID on this thing, I mean, it's just it's such a time saver getting into my credit union account, or I have, you know, like you said, I mean, I have biometric type stuff on other things, and it's so much easier, it's so much more secure, and it's just, oh, I love it. And anytime, again, like I repeat myself, Diego, if we can get those passwords down to a bare minimum, that would be wonderful. And it sounds like you guys are on the right track with your solution here. So and it sounds like, I mean, frictionless, I've been hearing frictionless a lot this year. That seems like kind of like the buzzword of 2018, because, you know, like omni-channel was what the buzzword for 2016 or something like that, and then et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, so why is this technology or security so important today as opposed to last year or the year before?
Yeah, listen, Mike, I think we talked a little bit about it. Part of it is the breaches. Part of it is the static data is everywhere. And another is we're moving towards a better customer experience. And today, passwords and knowledge-based questions, besides the fact that they're not secure, they're not the right customer experience. And this, for us, really, Identity Check Mobile is a step or a stepping stone into the next side of biometrics, which is more the behavioral and the passive biometrics.
Mm-hmm.
We acquired a company last year called New Data.
We've had them on the show.
Exactly. So we're starting to combine all these different tools so that credit unions and financial institutions can have a full-on authentication strategy. And our idea is not to be prompting even for a fingerprint. Our idea is that eventually we'll be able to authenticate most of the consumers without even asking a question, just by the way they're behaving and interacting with the platform.
Wow.
And that's where we're going, right? But even those platforms that are probabilistic, right? They're all models that are looking at different behaviors and approaching how they know or not whether or not that is the right person.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, there will be a percentage of the population that you'll be like scratching your head whether or not you want them to go through into your platform without asking a question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you ask that question, we have that solution as well. And that solution is biometrics, because it's the strongest way to authenticate today.
Yep.
To the point that some regulators are using it in other markets for different things like PSD2, GDPR, and some of the other regulations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think we're in the right track. We're building the blocks and we're starting to put them together. So Identity Check Mobile is an important piece of the pie within this full authentication story we're building.
You have an exciting job, I would think, because it sounds like no 2 days are alike. It sounds like it's something's different every day, which is great, which is exciting, I would think.
Yeah, this is a moving world. There are a ton of different pieces. One of the things that I always like to say about what we're building, which is critical, is within the financial services industry, people think of Mastercard as a credit card company. But we're leaps away from that, right? And as we talk about these awards specifically, Mike, Identity Check Mobile. This has nothing to do with payments. This has to do with authentication.
Mm-hmm.
You can use this solution regardless of whether or not a payment is going through. Because logging is not a payment.
Right.
Account takeover has nothing to do necessarily with the payment. Eventually, it will be about getting that credential and using it for forging payments, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the account takeover piece doesn't happen during the payment. So these solutions that we're building are recognizing where the main issues that our clients are having, and we're starting to go into areas that Mastercard didn't used to be for, and now we're even brand agnostic, right? Because the fact using a fingerprint, well, if you're a credit union that issue Visa and Mastercard, or even only Visa, you can use this solution to authenticate your consumers.
Right on.
Into with the brand that's on the card.
Right on. We like that. And isn't kind of the ultimate goal here, or at least from my perspective, you probably have a totally different perspective, but my perspective is with this type of technology or security is building the confidence or the trust of the consumer so they don't really have to think about it. They just do it, you know, and it just becomes a natural part of their lives. Is that kind of what you guys see as well as an ultimate goal here?
Definitely. It's about protecting, but we talk a lot now about the experience. it's interesting in my role, we talk a lot about fraud, and if you talk to anyone from the financial services industry on the fraud side, we used to be on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
But now all this stuff about step ups and authentication and other different tools that are happening are coming in the front end. So we're becoming part of the customer experience.
Yeah.
So I think it's twofold. One is the authentication itself as a security piece. And the other one is the perception of. So sometimes you might be able to authenticate someone through behavioral biometrics.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think there's more value on someone knowing that you actually authenticated or not when you're, I don't know, sending $100,000 to someone or five? It doesn't matter. Would you like them to ask you for your biometric? Because would that make you feel more confident?
Yeah.
Probably. So it's a balance. The overall objective is definitely authentication and security, but there's something around the customer experience,
yeah,
and how consumers feel with their financial institution that's very important as well.
I like where this is going, Diego. I like it where it's going. So very cool. To wrap up here, where can folks find out more about Identity Check Mobile and inquire a little bit further about it?
So I think you noticed from this conversation that this is a moving target. So I hate to send people to one place and this keeps evolving and we keep adding and we keep merging the solutions and this is just moving quickly. I would say the number one way to find out more for credit unions and financial institutions is reaching out to their MasterCard representative.
Okay.
There's some information online, but I'd say this moves every day.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would hate to send people to a place that's just stale.
Yep. Understandable. I mean, by the time this interview is over, something major will have happened. So who knows? All right, Diego, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. And congrats again on the award. Well done. Well deserved. And maybe you guys will win another one next year. Go for a twofer.
Thank you. I hope. Very exciting.
Okay. Take care, Diego. Thanks again, man.